Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
On this episode of the Football's History Headlines, we discuss Don Hutson calling it quits. Sometimes politicians get it right, even the crooked ones, and the sports entertainment bigwigs have it all wrong. And that's the case in today's Chronicle of Football History, as well as more Hall of Fame legendary stories, all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of pigskindispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And I got some great things to tell you about, because at the Sports History Network that we're a partner of, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so it's our pleasure to introduce our audience, you, to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings you sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And that any gallery item may be printed on a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in the Row One shop, check out thousands more unique items with retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts, and phone cases and mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com/row1, and that's ROW numeral 1, for access to the full Row One catalog for gallery prints and gift items. You can find that address in our show notes. Plus, get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with a coupon code SHN15. Get that 15% Pictorum Gallery of Row One, SHN15, and get that great wall art and great artistry of those. Especially check out the ticket stubs. They are just excellent, as well as the program covers. Just works of art, especially the older ones. And I think you will really enjoy that. Now, let's go to our football history headlines for this July 22nd. And our July 22nd newspapers.com football history headline of the day is from an article found in that day's edition of the Harrisburg Telegraph in Pennsylvania. It says, Don Hutson will quit pro football ranks. The article stated that Green Bay Packers star wide receiver Don Hutson confirmed that he would not be returning to the NFL to play in the upcoming season after setting 16 different records the year prior. Speculation was that Hutson made his decision to retire after quarterback Cecil Isbell announced that he was leaving the pro circuit to coach at Purdue. Hutson refuted those claims and said his decision to leave the playing field was made long before Isbell's. Despite these reports, the Alabama Antelope played all the way through the 1945 season, so he didn't quit in 43. We will assume that the war effort, limiting the amount of pro players available in a persuasive manner of one Coach Curly Lambeau, could have helped to sway Hutson to return to the Packers. Plus, he probably just had a great desire to play the game like so many of our great athletes do. Now we have another headline, July 22nd, 1955. Richard Milhouse Nixon becomes the first vice president of the United States in history to oversee a cabinet meeting. Nixon was a great fan of football, and he did not play much, but was on the football team at California's Whittier College. In old photos, he was seen wearing the jersey numbers of 12 and 23. Later, when he became the president of the United States, he is credited with signing legislation to force the NFL to televise all playoff games in all markets, much to the chagrin of then NFL Commissioner Pete Rozelle. So though Tricky Dicky may have been a crook, despite his claims he was not, he did force the NFL to put playoff games on TV for all of us to watch free in our homes. So that's something special, one of his great legacies of his presidency, despite all the other bad stuff that did happen. We did have that, and that's where we're concerned with the game of football. Now let's go to our Hall of Fame birthdays. In July 22nd, 1966, Tim Brown, Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined wide receiver that played for the Raiders along with a short stint with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mr. Brown had a stellar college career at the University of Notre Dame, even earning the coveted Heisman Trophy in 1987. And because of his fine play, he was selected to enter into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2009. And as a pro, he recorded 9 consecutive 1,000-yard receiving records in seasons from 1993 all the way to 2001. He had many big plays, especially with the Raiders, and that's what landed him in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. And make sure you go there someday, because that is a bucket list type of item. And while you're in there, look for the bronze bust of Tim Brown. Now, we wanted to make sure that you know about our newspapers.com special we have going on at Sports History Network. If you want to get a free 7 days to newspapers.com, which is invaluable, I think you will really enjoy it. I mean, you can read back, it's like 640 million pages worth of news going, you know, way back into the 18th century in some cases, all the way to as modern and new as yesterday. And there's almost all the English-speaking countries have newspapers are represented in there. You know, it's including United States, England, Australia, Scotland, Ireland, you know, from all over the place. I think you'll find something that you want to look up there. And you can look up not just sports like we do here in football and sports on the Sports History Network, but you can look up anything. You can look up old advertisements to the grocery store. You can look up recipes, you know, the Dear Abbeys from, you know, whenever. You can look all those things up, or just regular news, and it's a great thing. So if you want those free 7 days, you can go to sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers and make sure you sign up. And if you subscribe, some of that money will go to benefit this podcast and the other podcasts on the Sports History Network. And we appreciate your subscription if you do that to help us out, to bring you the best that we can and make Sports History Network the true headquarters of sports yesteryear. And that's what we're aiming to do. Make sure you check out all my friends over there at the Sports History Network, including our podcast. We have 21 going right now. It's growing all the time, so maybe we're up to beyond that right now. But you got to check in there all the time, because you don't know what Arnie Chapman's doing over there. He's got some great people coming on and signing up. And if you're interested in doing your own podcast, make sure you go to there too. And there's a place where you can sign up and get in contact with one of us, probably Arnie, and you know, become a member and a partner here on the Sports History Network, and we'd be glad to have you. We're always looking for some great talent and some people that like to talk sports history just like we do. And it's a fun pastime and a great camaraderie, and I think you'll enjoy that. You can also check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, for your portal to positive football history. We try to put a blog post or two up every day. Of course, we have our daily podcasts, our bonus podcasts, everything going on there. Some great photos you can look at and pictures from yesteryear regarding the game of football, some even that I've taken myself around the country at some great sporting venues of the game of football. And it's all just great fun, and we want to fill your football brain with all that great football knowledge. You can be the smartest one at the water cooler this weekend. So make sure you check those out, and until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.